the 10th of Ramadan, January 630, Muhammad set out at the head of the largest force ever to leave Medina. Nearly all the men in the Ummah had volunteered, and along the road their Bedouin allies joined forces with the Muslims, bringing the numbers up to 10,000 men. For security reasons, the destination of the expedition remained secret, but there was naturally a good deal of excited speculation. Certainly Mecca was a possibility, but Muhammad could just as easily have been heading for Taif, which was still implacably hostile to Islam. So the southern tribe of Hawazin started to assemble a massive army there. In Mecca, the Quraishan leaders feared the worst. Abbas, Abu Sufyan and Budail, chief of Khuza'a, all made their way under cover of night to the Muslim camp. There, Muhammad received them and asked Abu Sufyan if he was ready to accept Islam. Abu Sufyan replied that even though he now believed that Allah was the only God, the idols had proved to be useless, he still had doubts about Muhammad's prophethood. But he was shocked and impressed when he watched all the members of the massive army prostrating themselves in the direction of Mecca during the morning prayer, and when he saw the various tribes marching past on their way to the city, he knew that the Quraysh must surrender. He hurried back to Mecca and summoned the people by crying at the top of his voice, "O Quraysh, this is Muhammad, who has come to you with a force you cannot resist." He then offered them an option that had been suggested to him by Ali during his visit to Medina. Anybody who wanted to surrender should put himself under his personal protection. Muhammad had agreed to honour this. They should either take sanctuary in his home or remain in their own houses. Hind, his wife, was beside herself with rage. Seizing him by his moustaches, she yelled to the townspeople, "Kill this fat, greasy bladder of lard! What a rotten protector of his people!" But Abu Sufyan begged them not to listen. He described what he had seen in the Muslim camp. The time for such defiance was over. His grim sobriety impressed most of the Quraysh. Pragmatic to the last, they barricaded themselves into their houses as a token of surrender. A few wanted to fight, however. Ikrimah, Safwan and Suhail gathered a small force and tried to attack Khalid's section of the army as it approached the city, but they were quickly beaten. Safwan and Ikrimah fled, thinking their lives were at stake. Suhail laid down his arms and retired to his home. The rest of the Muslim army entered Mecca without striking a single blow. Muhammad had his red tent pitched near the Kaaba, and there he joined Salama and Maimuna, the two Qurayshi wives who had accompanied him, together with Ali and Fatima. Shortly after they had settled, Ali's sister, Hanni, arrived to plead for the lives of two of her relatives who had taken part in the fighting. Even though Ali and Fatima wanted them executed, Muhammad immediately promised that they would be safe. He had no desire for bloody reprisals. Nobody was made to accept Islam, nor do they seem to have felt any pressure to do so. Reconciliation was still Muhammad's objective.